It's been a while since he's been in the studio with me, but I'm delighted to be joined on the phone by Peter Everett, who is the CEO of the Lighthouse Furniture Project. So good afternoon, or good morning, rather.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
Do you know what? We haven't stopped. We obviously, when we closed, we'd already sort of guessed something was going to happen. So we put all but three staff on furlough. But in that time, the three of us have not stopped. We haven't been supporting families that have been in crisis, that have still been, we've still been contacted by people. We're still having lots of emails in, and we've been trying to respond where we can. We've also been helping with the food effort across the across Brentwood, working really closely with Hutton Community Centre and St Peter's Church, who run the Daily Bread, as well as the council and the other organisations. Because we've got big vans, it makes sense for us to be able to move food in bulk where we can to the various places where there's been need. So we've been busy.
Now, if people don't know about the Lighthouse Furniture Project, tell people about the work that you do.
So we are a furniture project in that we collect furniture for free, stuff that can be reused, stuff that's got fire labels and that has got a lot more life on it, but for whatever reason people have chosen to get rid of it. We collect that, we use that, we sell it back to the general public at low cost, but we use the money that we make from that to then reduce the price for families that maybe are on low incomes, maybe are in crisis. And just to give you an idea, last year we gave about £240,000 worth of furniture was either discounted. 22,000 of that was stuff that we gave away free of charge. Because we want to help people to have a home, really, and recognise that when things are tight and your washing machine busts, you haven't got the money to necessarily buy one from Currys, or get yourself in debt with Bright House or the other ways of doing it, where you can come and get something from us which is much more reasonable, and we've had it tested by our engineers. It will have a 6-month warranty with it and things like that. So yeah, that's what we do. But we're also really keen to be use the organisation as a resource for the community as well, which is why we were very keen to get involved with supporting the food efforts across Brentwood.
Now, also, if people want to find out more, you do have a website, which we'll give at the end, because you've got all of the postcodes from where you will collect from. And is there anything in the particular that you're looking for at the moment, or you're sort of low on, that people might be looking to get rid of themselves?
Well, we're very conscious of the fact that when we shut, we stopped doing collections as well. And obviously, we're coming into a new normal at the moment, aren't we? So actually, part of what we're going to do is we're going to start reintroducing collections. We were planning to open on the 1st of June, but because of the guidance that's been given out at the weekend, we're planning to open on the 15th of June. And as we do so, we're going to start putting in collections. But what we would normally do is we'd go into somebody's home and collect it, which we are going to not do where possible. We would prefer to be able to, for the safety of our staff and for the safety of the people's homes themselves. They don't want somebody just walking into their home that they don't know. Even if they are protected, they could be, you know, it's just about putting precautions in place, isn't it, to make sure that we are keeping each other safe in this time.
Yeah.
So we will collect things from outside people's homes. We'll make people aware. But we're looking for everything, really. We've got rid of pretty much all of our beds over the time because the local councils, both so South End, Brentwood and Chelmsford councils have all asked for us for beds to help put into places for the homeless that we're trying to get off the streets.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one thing that we're very short of. But everything will be good. But what we've tried to do is we've tried to look, as we've been thinking about the way our warehouse has been, and look about what it needs to be in order to make things work better, to be COVID secure as an organisation. But we've also taken it as a positive thing to go, let's make this look new and look fresh. And we've been really fortunate that a local artist, we were in contact with her, and she's painted a full size lighthouse on the front of the building.
And what's her name?
Her name is Millie. Do you know what? I've forgotten to write down her full name, but we're going to be doing some publicity to show that. And we're also going to do like a video tour, which we'll put on Facebook and various other places to show people what it looks like, what to expect, to see the safety stuff that we've put in place to make sure people feel confident in coming and being looked after.
And a lot of people out there, because they've been at home during lockdown, the only thing really that people have been able to do is maybe a bit of DIY or sorting out that spare room or getting or changing stuff around. So if that is you and you're in Brentwood and you're thinking, well, now I've got a bed outside or I've got bits that I want, then definitely to give the Lighthouse Project a call, because hopefully your furniture will be able to be somebody else's furniture in their new home.
It's a privilege to be able to help people when they're in that time of need. And you know, one example being somebody who was fleeing domestic abuse, and someone was, they were being provided a bed, but that's all that they had. So therefore we were able to give them a kettle, the bedding, and a whole host of different things, just to bless them a little bit, just to make them think that actually, you know, there is some good out there, and actually you're in a difficult situation, we can help you.
Yeah.
And that's what we're about. We're about helping people where we can.
Excellent. Now, give a shout out for the website.
Yes, so it's www.lighthousefurniture.org. We're also on Facebook and on Instagram. And we'll be putting things out there just to give people a teaser of what we're going to be doing when we open on the 15th of June. If people want to email in, if they've got items that they want collected, then if they can email admin@lighthousefurniture.org, then that would be really helpful, because we'll go through those and we'll start booking things in place for when we're ready to start. So when we start on the 15th, we're ready to go at full pelt. To be sort of trying to operate some different hours, our normal hours would be 9 till 4:30, but we're going to be opening 9:30 till 4, so that we've got that opportunity to clean down everything at the beginning and the end of the day. We're also not going to be opening on a Wednesday, but going to be opening on a Saturday, because we've got a finite number of staff and we don't want to burn everybody out there, have to work 6 days a week. So we're just trying to put some measures in, but all that will be publicised and we'll put that onto our website and everything as well. So if you just keep an eye out, we'll keep you informed.
Lovely. So that's Peter Everett. He's the CEO of the Lighthouse Furniture Project. And don't forget, if you've got anything spare furniture-wise that you think, oh, I might take to the tip or I want to get rid of it, give the Lighthouse Furniture Project a call. They're looking for good quality furniture and also appliances that have been well looked after.